们平安，
弟兄姐妹 brothers，
今天上帝把我们聚集在这里，纪念耶稣从死里的复活。
Here we gather here today just to remember the resurrection of our Lord Jesus。
这个纪念已经纪念了2000多年。
Today the day that has been remembered。
漫长的
2000 years。
漫长的岁月当中，有些信徒已经把这个当作一个例行的仪式。
In the long history of this celebration, the remembrance, and some believers tend to treat this as a routine ritual.
很多的信徒在这件事情上已经没有什么作为了。
For all of believers, this has nothing special for them.
这是耶稣钉十字架要看到的事吗？
This is why Jesus nailed the cross want to see to happen.
为了这个缘故，有些信徒在星期五再把自己钉一次十字架。
For this reason, some believers, in order to prove their faithfulness, they nailed themselves on the cross on Friday.
上个星期五就前天，菲律宾有一个人再次把自己钉在十字架上。
Last Friday, there's a man.In Philippians, he put himself, he nailed himself on the cross.
所以这件事纪念主耶稣有两个祭单。
To remember the resurrection of the Christ, there are two extreme scenarios.
到底基督徒应该怎样纪念这个日子？
For us, how can we remember this?
怎么样才是上帝真正要的？
What does God really want?
刚才我们读过的创世纪22章那里记的事。
We just read the story recording the Genesis 20, chapter 22.
这段经文很多基督徒都很熟。
This story I know most Christians are very familiar with.
也有很多人讲过很多次。
I'm sure a lot of you also talk about this many times.
到底复活这件事能在基督徒身上得到什么作为？
So we'll see what this resurrection of Christ has gained in our lives.
所以今天我们从圣经怎样讲这件事来看这个死而复活的事。
Today we're going to look at this resurrection through the scriptures.
复活是个超越自然的事。
Resurrection is a supernatural event.
我们都经过科学主义的影响。
Now we are all heavily influenced by science and reasoning.
要信这件复活的事都很困难。
To believe resurrection is a very a big challenge.
又怎么样去经历呢？
How can we experience if we cannot believe it?
所以很多信徒就把这件事压在心灵里的边缘，不敢去碰，不敢去面对。
So for all of believers, we put thisresurrection, in the message of resurrection in the peripheral of our heart.
不只是我们有这个难处，当年主耶稣的门徒也有这个难处。
Not only we have this problem now, for the believers at that time, they had the same problem.
所以主耶稣在复活这件事留下一件可以让他们信的。
After resurrection, Jesus left a sign for his disciples to see and to believe.
约翰福音20章那里记得
，John chapter 20，
那里说起日的头一日
，this first day in the 7 days，
彼得和约翰因着玛利亚向他报告的事，就跑到坟墓那里去看。
When Peter and John heard the report from Mary, they ran to the tomb.
到了那里看到细麻布，裹耶稣的细麻布和头巾都卷在那里。
When they get there, they saw the linen and the bare cloth which was around Jesus' head.
中文圣经看不出原来的那个意义。
From Chinese Bible translation, you may not see the original meaning.
原来讲的主耶稣的细麻布和裹头巾卷在那里。
In the original text, and then you see that it says the linen and the bare cloth were folded up there.
就好像金钱脱裤了一样。
Just like the cicada shed its shell and leaving the shell in place.
钱脱了裤， 留下了阔的样子，原样还摆在那里。
The cicada, when it emerges from the, its shell, it leaves the shell there in place. The shell it looks exactly like cicada.
因为新约呢记着，当年当天，尼哥底母和财主约瑟向比拉多要了耶稣的身体。
And that day, remember in the Bible says Nicodemus and the rich man Joseph asked for Jesus' body.
先用细麻布包裹了。
They wrapped Jesus' body with a fine linen.
再用100斤的香膏搞了耶稣的身体。
They and embalmed Jesus with 100 pounds of embalming. Incense.
3 days, 主耶稣复活了。
3 days later, Jesus was raised up.
经过3天，香膏把细麻布凝固了，就像前的阔一样留在那里。
The embalming solution really hardened the linen and keep the shape of the body there.
所以使徒看见啊，使徒当初看见是一个保持原状的那个主耶稣。埋葬时候保持原状的那个摆在那里。
So when the disciples went there, when they saw this shell like covering which were left by Jesus.
圣经说门徒看了就信了。
The Bible says the disciples saw and they believed.
信了是什么？和复活这件事直接有了生命上的关系。
What does it mean to believe? Believe means they.Have their life connected to the resurrected life of Christ.
So, 今天我们读的经文是希伯来书亚伯拉罕的信，就是说了这一点。
In the today's we read the verses from Hebrew chapter 11. It says about Abraham's faith.
那里讲了两个重点。
There's two key points there.
因为他以为上帝还能叫人从死里复活。
It says that God can raise.From dead.
第二个，仿佛从死里得回了他的儿子以撒。
And second is that Abraham received back his son as if from the dead.
这里告诉我们，亚伯拉罕怎样经历了死和复活。
Here it tells us how Abraham experienced the death and resurrection.
所以今天我们就从这两个中心来思想。死而复活这件事。
So today, from these two points, we're going to think and contemplate about the resurrection.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹不单单是用思想来思想这件事，求圣灵让你真实经历这件复活的事。
So today we hear, we're not use our head to use our intellectual capacity to understand this resurrection, but we have to.Under guidance of Holy Spirit to help us to see what it really means.
所以第二点就是仿佛从死里得回这个信息。
As if we receive His Son from the dead.
创世纪这里说，上帝要试验亚伯拉罕。
In the Genesis here, the chapter 22, the God wanted to test Abraham.
要把他的儿子杀了，显为祭。
He asked Abraham to kill his son and offer him as a sacrifice.
我们都知道试验是怎么回事。
We know what test is.
试验是试验，试验他心里到底能有多少的程度的真实的相信和愿意。
The test here God gave to Abraham is one to see how much obedience is inside his heart.
要是他的顺服过关了，试验就可以。
If Abraham's obedience met God's requirement, then he passed the test.
可能不是真的要杀死他的儿子。
Of course, it's not really want Abraham to kill his son.
所以亚伯拉罕就在这件事情上，在信心上做操练。
So that's why Abraham has worked hard.On his faith in this test.
因为亚伯拉罕的聚取在别斯巴，要到摩利亚的山，一天就走到了。
From where he lived, the place is called Beersheba, and to the place he's going to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. It's in Moria, one of the mountains in Moria. It's about a day journey.
但是他走了三天,
but he took 3 days.
所以他一面走,一面去体会,一面去使自己的信心, 惊喜地进到这个顺服的里面。
As he walked, he tried to get himself into the mind of God and to feel, to see what's God's intention and purpose.
所以每走一步就更深刻地去体验上帝这个试验的中心是什么。
With each step he took, he realized the true purpose, true intention, what God wanted him to accomplish.
另一面,他把自己的耳朵树立得非常敏锐。
At the same time, he raised his ears, he sensitized his hearing.
以至于要听到上帝说那句话,
he wanted to hear God, what God will say to him.
好啊,我知道了,你可以回去了。
Okay, you're good, you can go home now.
所以一天走了三天在等。
That's why for 1 day journey, it took him 3 days, and he just tried to wait.
盼望在三天的过程当中能完成这个试验。
He wished that in 3 days he will finish the test.
他不是一个完全没有什么根据的去做这件事。
Of course, he didn't do this just because of his wishful thinking. He has his reason.
因为他有个真理的基础。
He has foundation of truth.
将儿女杀在祭坛上是迦南人的恶习。
To kill children and put them on the altar to sacrifice, it was an evil practice among Canaanites.
那是上帝恨恶的事。
That's God, what God hated.
后来迦南人被全部毁灭也是为了这个缘故。
Afterwards, when Canaanites were totally destroyed because of their this evil practice.
所以这三天亚伯拉罕一直以为 上帝不会违背自己不喜欢做的事要我去做。
So in these 3 days, Abraham thought God could not ask him to do this thing which was contrary to God's will and God's nature.
所以走得很慢,一边等候,一边使自己的信心更深切地去体会。
So he walked slowly, he contemplated, he tried to put his faith into the hands of God.
不知道弟兄姐妹有没有操练过等候？
Have you guys practiced waiting?
上帝曾经操练过我这个功课。
But for me, God let me experience this waiting before.
那是一个很深刻、很严厉的操练。
It's tough, but it's also a deep experience for me.
当年上帝呼召我好多年，终于我答应要出来侍奉了。
God called me many times, and I waited, and then finally I make a decision to serve God full time.
所以我就来到上帝面前，问上帝我该怎么做。
So then I went in front of God and asked God, what next step for me?
还是像其他的传道人一样。 已决志了就去读神学院。
Should I do as other people who devoted their whole life to God and went and go to the seminary first?
还是上帝另有安排？
Or God has a different plan for me?
当时有三个神学院听了我的见证，接受了我。
And there were 3 seminary schools which had heard my testimony and accepted me as a student.
每次要去都遇到了难处。
Whenever I make decision to go to join this one of the schools, there was always a problem.
所以这件事一直等候了2年多。
So I'm doing this waiting for 2 years.
银行的钱一天一天的减少。
The money I have had in the bank just started to shrank day by day.
所以那段日子耳朵培养得非常敏锐。
At that time, my ears were very sensitized.
一听到电话马上去接,
When I heard the phone ringing, I ran and picked up the phone.
所以听过很多的这种见证。 那对方打来电话说，上帝感动我要怎样怎样对你。
I heard a lot of these testimonies when you people telling you that they were moved by God and then tried they want to help you.
每天看信箱有没有那封信这样的信息。
When I check the mails, I will do the same thing. Try to see the letter of encouragement and support.
2年多的一天，银行只剩下了5块钱。
After 2 years, the money I had in the bank was $5.
心想拿了这5块钱，上帝应该安排了吧。
So I thought that time after this, God would step in, right?
所以就去了银行外面的提款机去拿这最后的5块。
So I went to the bank. I went to the ATM outside the bank. To get my $5.
试了一次拿不出来。
I tried once, I could not get the money.
连试两次也拿不出来。
After second time, it was not successful.
后来才知道。
Then realized.
拿最后的钱要到里面去结账的。
When you to get the final, the last few dollars, you have to go inside the bank to close your account.
可是当时拿了三次拿不出来的时候，心灵一下子变得非常的虚幻。After
three attempts, my heart was just so burdened and heavy.
整个的心灵被击垮，连走进银行的力量都没有。I
really collapsed, and I had no strength walking into the bank.
那段时刻是上帝操练我。 怎样明白什么叫做等候？
I think that's what time God really tested me to see I know that what means to be to wait.
诗篇很多的经历说，当上帝站在远处的时候，你该怎样等候？
In Psalms it says, when God stands in distance, how do you wait?
那是一个经历死中的死的时刻。
It's experience of through death to death.
万事都不效力的时刻。
It's a moment of everything working against you.
一切都变成死了。
Everything to you is dead.
这是上帝那几年在我心上做的功课。
That's what God worked in me in those years.
上帝把我关起来2年多，他自己操练。
God has put me inside in a room and asked me to practice and to learn.
所以这几年，上帝让我学会一件事。
Now God has made me to know.
不敢把上帝的工作当成我个人的成果。
One thing I learned that I cannot treat God's work, make it to my own.
这就是亚伯拉罕仿佛从死中得回自己的儿子的那份经历。
That's experience what Abraham experienced at that time. He received his son as if from death.
这是一个要经历主的人必须有的一个数值。
That's a quality of your spiritual life. But if you belong, if you have, you want to share the life of Christ, you have to have this in your life.
所以那些年，这间工作对我影响很深。
In those years, this really helped me to understand.
上次我们去旅游，到九寨沟去旅游。
Last time we traveled to 九寨沟, China.
坐上了飞机。 因为发生了事，飞机又回来了。
At that time, we got on the airplane, and something happened there, and the airplane returned.
差了一天，旅行团要参加旅行团已经离开了。
So we missed one day, and then the tour group left before us.
所以很稀奇的，那天晚上我没有心慌意乱的睡不着觉。
Kind of amazing that day, that night, I was not really upset or become restless, cannot fall asleep.
结果我们是坐了飞机直接飞到九寨沟了。
But in the end, we actually caught up airplane, had direct flight to 九寨沟。
旅行团是先到了重庆，然后从重庆坐了一天的 bus。非常累的才到了九寨沟。
For the people who were in the tour group, they got to Chongqing first, and then they took a bus about 9 hours to get to 九寨沟. It was a very, very tiring journey.
上帝这样安排，事先你不知道。
So we didn't know the God's plan at that time.
就看你要怎样经历上帝。在你心上的作为。
So the important thing is how can you trust God?
亚伯拉罕那三天真的是活在死的当中，经历死人的幽谷。
In these 3 days, I am sure that Abraham he lived on the shadow of death.
但是经历复活必须经历的前奏。
If you want to experience resurrection, you have to experience experience of death.
让你从心处经历上帝的时刻。
In deep in your heart, that's a moment you will experience the love of God.
第三，我们来思想一下这个复活的事。
And then we will go over the resurrection.
走了三天，亚伯拉罕远远的看见了那地。
After 3 days, Abraham saw this mountain from distance.
当他一看到了，就知道。誓言是真的，要把儿子杀了显为祭的。
When he saw the mountain, he knew that he had to do as God commanded him to do.
他明白这是一个超越人的思想范围的一个上帝的旨意。
Even though he had a trouble to believe that God asked him to do, but he believed that this was beyond his comprehension.
所以他就做了一个非常抉择性的安排。
So he made a choice.
把仆人留在山下，免得献祭不顺利。
So he asked the two servants to stay behind, but he didn't want them to interfere what he would go. He
单独带着以撒往那地去。
So he only took Isaac and went over there.
这个时候，他的心灵。被复活的主重新开启，有了新的亮光，新的看见，新的认识。
At that time, his heart was opened by the resurrected spirit and helped him to understand and see the true meaning of the test God gave him.
希伯来书那里记下这件事。
In Hebrew, it says also mentioned about this.
上帝曾亲口说。从以撒生的才能成为你的后裔。
In Hebrew it says, God promised to Abraham, saying, "It's through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned."
上帝的话语永不徙信。
God is faithful.
又是把儿子杀了，怎么能生后裔呢
？So he wondered if he killed Isaac, how can he had offspring through Isaac?
所以经上说他当初领袖的一个中心思想。
At that time, what he got from, what he learned from, God's promise.
他以为上帝还能叫人从死里复活。
And he thought that he believed that God could raise his son from the dead.
这是从上帝的话语产生的话语信息。
That's what he got from what God promised him.
这是为什么你必须要读经
That's why you have to read the Bible.
才能知道什么是应许
And then to know what God promises.
亚伯拉罕的信不是盲信
Abraham's faith is not blind faith.
他把他的信放在上帝的应许下
He based his faith upon God's promise.
他这个认知用上帝的话去明白。
He thought this way because he understood what God promised to him.
所以当他儿子问他
，When his son asked him，
请看，火和柴都有了，
Look,
但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
look, the fire and the woods are here. Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
亚伯拉罕却信着对他说,
Abraham said, assured his son,
神自己必预备做燔祭的羊羔,
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
所以两人同行,
that way the two walk along.
当时, 伊莎可能不知道细节是什么,
at that time, I don't think Isaac knew the details.
亚伯拉罕也不知道什么样的结果,
and Abraham didn't know exactly what was going to happen in the end.
但是那个复活的灵让他认知了这件事,
but I think the spirit of the resurrection helped him to understood.
他肯被圣灵参透,
he allowed the spirit of resurrection, resurrected Christ to permeate his soul.
所以两个人能同行,
so they can walk along.
合一不是用人的方法, 用上帝的爱的大帽子把人扣在一块, 绑在一块, 成就的一个上帝的心意。
So unity in the church is not a man-made effort using the cover of God's love to force everybody to have the same thought and have the same idea.
是否信徒肯被复活的灵所掌握, 所管理, 所引导?
This unity is really is from whether we are willing to under the control and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
复活的明白不是在理性上教导出来的,
I don't think you can understand what the essence of the resurrection. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
是复活的灵启示人得到的经历,
it's the spirit of the resurrected Christ help you to see.
有一件事, 大家已经听过很多次,
I'm sure one thing you guys have heard many times before.
很多基督徒对别人说,
many Christians talk to us, say to other people.
引用罗马书说, 信了就得有信了, 口里相信信里承认就是基督徒。
They quote from the Romans, say, if you profess by mouth and believe in your heart, then you will be saved.
但是那里说的, 口里认耶稣为主是主宰。
In the Roman, it says, if you profess by mouth, saying Jesus is Lord,
心里信上帝叫他从死里复活,
and believe in your heart that God, God raised him from the dead, and then you will be saved.
信是在复活的主里面, 复活的灵里面, 在死里复活里面得到生命。
This belief, this faith has to based on the resurrection and the belief in resurrection and live through resurrection.
所以很多基督徒传了个廉价的福音, 所以很多的基督徒因着这廉价的福音, 得了这个信息, 就成了现今的这个样子。
So people who get this cheap gospel and then made them to believe that this is what they need to believe and then lead to the situation right now.
把一个上帝教人的这种超然的事变成人的一个作为,
they made God's calling into humans' work.
东区教会是怎样传递的福音?
PCC hope we to tell people about the good news.
我们到底经历了多少复活?
How much do we have, how much have we experienced the resurrection?
还是我们一直在努力, 顶着上帝的名, 做自己要成就的事?
Or we trying so hard to do things under the name of God, but to satisfy our own agenda.
我在这里十多年,
I've been here for more than 10 years.
从没听过一个基督徒为这个认罪过。
So I never see a Christian come to me and confess their sin.
你把上帝的救恩当作廉价的事, 那不是罪吗?
You treat God's saving grace as a cheap news, and it's a big sin.
亚伯拉罕 三天。
Abraham walked 3 days.
我们做个结论。
We reach our conclusion today.
竟好像主耶稣埋在地里三天。
Just like Jesus was buried 3 days.
在死中得回自己的儿子。
In death, he got back his son.
那是一个经历死人幽谷的路程。
That's a path through shadow of death. There's a big obstacle to every Christian.
不是用自己的能力能跨越过去的。
We cannot cross the obstacle using our own effort.
就是基督徒遇到一件事和上帝的旨意不能合一的事。
This is when we have a challenge which is we think is against God's will and God's nature.
上帝要亚伯拉罕杀自己儿子是违背上帝旨意的事。
God asked Abraham to kill his son, which was against his own will and his own nature.
那是要用经历诗人说的死亡的绳索缠绕我。
That's what the experience described in the Psalm 18 says, the cord of grave coiled around me.
被阴间的痛苦抓住。
The snares of death confront me.
但不经历这个，经历不到主的复活。
If you cannot experience this death, you cannot experience his resurrection.
主耶稣经历死，三天就突破了这个死，得胜了这个死亡。
Lord Jesus, he experienced the death. 3 days later, he rose again and he overcame death.
弟兄姐妹，亚伯拉罕那个时代。
Sisters and brothers, in the time of Abraham.
那个时代没有这么清楚的教导。
At that time, there was much no clear written scriptures available to him.
我们现在都有用一本圣经告诉我们怎么回事。
And now everybody here has a Bible tell us what to do.
知道死和复活的意义。
To know what the meaning of death and the resurrection.
那个时代，亚伯拉罕没有拥有我们现在这么多的印记。
At that time, Abraham he didn't have the knowledge of ours.
所以现在我们要面对主。
Now we come in front of God.
到底亚伯拉罕真的懂死里复活，还是我们这些有用真理的人谁懂得多？
So you think Abraham, who has no detailed knowledge of God's doctrines and theology, did he know better, or we who have this knowledge in our hands know better?
今天我们都面对这个死而复活。
No, today we'll face death and the resurrection.
你要面对这件事。向上帝表明你经历了多少。
So when we face this death and resurrection, we have to ask ourselves how much we know, how much we have experienced.
今天有九位要解受洗礼。
Today there was nine sisters and brothers who are going to be baptized.
这是一个给我们经历和主耶稣同死同复活的一个时刻。
This is a moment that we'll see this nine sister and brother, they're going to be baptized into the death of Christ, and they're going to be raised again with Christ to live again.
虽然两千年很多教会把这当作一个仪式。
So for 2,000 years, a lot of churches treat this as a ceremony.
但是很多在上帝的灵带领下一起经历了这个和基督同时同复活的一个崭新的生命。
And I'm sure that a lot of faithful people, they have experienced this baptized to death with Christ and rise again with Christ to live eternal life.
所以我对这些休息的说，要让复活的灵参透你的心灵。
So I want to say this, sisters and brothers, you have to allow the spirit of resurrection of Christ to permeate every aspect of your life.
当日主耶稣经历了这个洗礼， 天开了。
You remember when the time Jesus was baptized, the heaven was open.
满足了上帝的心意。
The God was well pleased.
把我们从旧亚当拯救出来。
It freed us from the chain of the old Adam.
成为一个新造的人。
We become a new creation.
今天你不只是在众人面前见证这件事。
Today you not only to witness from God in front of people.
天使天君在上面观看。
The angels they are watching too.
上帝也在观看。
God is watching.
你们在见证基督的复活，经历基督的复活。
The resurrection of Christ and witness.The resurrection of Christ.
所以今天是一个新造的你得到上帝的作为的时刻。
Today your new creation is time for you to see what God has planned for you.
好，我们做个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father.
虽然两千多年来，很多人把这件事当作一个仪式。
For 2,000 years, a lot of people treat this as a routine ritual.
但是历史历代，你在这些信的人身上得到一个复活的见证。
Year after year, you gave the new life to the people who belong to you.
一个崭新的你站在你的面前。
It's a brand new life in front of you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.